If you are neck deep in clutter, wading through a sea of Lego pieces, stacks of discarded mail, and an unending cycle of dirty dishes, there's no surprise you're feeling exhausted. There's no surprise you're feeling overwhelmed, but I have been there right where you are, and sometimes I feel like I'm getting there again, but that's kind of my new baseline, and I can pull things together really quickly. But this is the one place I recommend that you start today if you are right there. Ever wondered how less could be more? If your debt and clutter piles have grown too tall and your time too short, leaving you caught in the hustle of modern day motherhood, you're in the right place. I'm Jamie Hansen, your guide on the House to Homemaking podcast to reclaim your time, declutter your life, and embrace your true calling. My mission is to help you reclaim your time, steward your stuff, and craft a simpler, joy-filled life. Together, we'll transform the time you spend serving others into a system to focus on what truly serves your every day. The chaos ends here. Let's turn your house into a haven you can call home. Buckle up and enjoy the show. Okay guys, so at this point in my decluttering journey, I have decluttered over 80% of our things. We are by no means what I'd call minimalists. However, we have such a well-functioning home and routine now, and I never thought I'd get here. But today I want to actually share and talk about the number one thing that I still do now if I feel overwhelmed by clutter, and where I recommend that you start if you're either just starting out or if you are just sitting there overwhelmed in the same space yet again. You've been decluttered for a while, you need some motivation, and you just can't figure out why your routine isn't coming together, why you are constantly tidying and picking things up and never get to cleaning, right? If you are neck deep in clutter, wading through a sea of Lego pieces, stacks of discarded mail, and an unending cycle of dirty dishes, there's no surprise you're feeling exhausted. There's no surprise you're feeling overwhelmed, but I have been there right where you are, and sometimes I feel like I'm getting there again, but that's kind of my new baseline, and I can pull things together really quickly. But this is the one place I recommend that you start today if you are right there. So your life is a sensory overkill right now, and I totally get it. I felt that overwhelm for many years before I finally found a way out. Your brain struggles to process every detail around you, leading to a state of exhaustion and overwhelm. The worst part is that you want to fix it so badly, right? But the starting point, again, seems forever elusive. The clutter is closing in, and the advice to separate items into keep, donate, trash bins feels more like a marathon than a sprint. I am here to meet you where you are. But what if there's a way to simplify not just your home, but the process? Okay, we don't have to have 45-minute, hour, 6-hour long decluttering sessions to really make a difference. We don't need to fatigue ourselves by putting all these labels onto things and going through the emotions of deciding what we should keep, what we should donate, if something brings us joy, the emotional clutter that we're holding on to, the sentimental items. We just need to focus on doing this one thing. The one thing that we are focusing on is simplifying not your home, but the process in doing so. And it will give your sweet mind the break it deserves. Reduce the focus from 3 quiet separate tasks to perform, and even more in some decluttering methods, to just 1 by utilizing your already existing trash day for this one focus. Even the timing becomes a much welcome constant in the chaos, so you can get it done swiftly, tuck it away, and never have to see it again. Well, there it is, and it's called the trash day technique. If you're overwhelmed with clutter already, piles of dirty dishes, even though you did them last night, and wading in a sea of Lego and stacks of junk mail you know is trash, It's pure sensory overload and too much for your brain to process. And for the record, your brain will try to process every single detail and it will scream. You will feel exhausted and overwhelmed. But how exactly do we take the focus down from three tasks to one and get it done quickly, hide it away, and never see it again? You might have clued on to this, but I'm glad you asked. For me, it all started when I had a trash day. Realized my bin was not full, I grabbed a trash bag and started dealing with some paper clutter on my counter. Since that day, trash day went from being a stressful concept of remembering the bins and the ordeal of organizing recycling to a pressing deadline to knowing the peace and relief it would bring by simply doing the same tasks I always did, but better. So here's the trash day formula in a nutshell. Instead of launching a full decluttering process, just grab a black garbage bag and start strolling around your house, picking up only items that are evidently trash, okay? Black bag is the preferred color as it'll stop you and possibly any lurking kids from seeing and second guessing and undoing your hard work when you can just finally have it gone. I want you to begin with the easy stuff. For instance, in the kitchen, you might come across old receipts, stacks of fridge, worn dish sponges, or empty condiment bottles. In the living room, you might find candy wrappers under the couch, or tags from new clothing items on the floor. Yes, they don't belong there, they belong in the bag. In the bathroom, those empty shampoo bottles, old toothbrushes, used up toiletries, all ready to be trashed. And you'd be amazed as you go through this and actually do it, how much more space you have. And if you're like I've been so many times where my main kind of concern or pain point used to be that I am spending so much time tidying that I can never get around to cleaning, and with children I only had so much time to do housework, right? Or I felt that way, and I just spend the time tidying up and picking things up, picking up seas of Legos and bits of just paper just to be able to hoover. And that's a constant cycle a few times in the day with kids running in and out, but it doesn't have to be that way, okay? Decluttering is what will help to solve this whole issue of feeling like you don't have enough time in your daily routine, I promise. But to even declutter, you need to start here if everything is too overwhelming, okay? So begin with the easy stuff. In the living room, like I said, you might find candy wrappers under the couch. You might find tags from new clothing items on the floor. It's okay. Empty shampoo bottles in the bathrooms, old toothbrushes, used up toiletries, etc. Don't forget about the finished loo rolls either, all right? You don't have to start decluttering, but you have to grab a trash bag and start walking through your house. Can you do that? I believe you can. Grab only anything that is trash. And don't forget the other candy wrappers in the kids' wardrobe, the little bins in the bathroom. Okay, you can do that as you go. It's still trash. Get it all and put it in the bag. Listen to your favorite podcast and feel the therapy as your house becomes less cluttered and it's going to feel a lot more clean because you're not going to have any trash lying around, okay? Spot something that's broken along the way, toss it into the black bag. Nobody will know, and abracadabra, it's gone. Old toothbrushes, even though you have new ones in the bathroom cupboard, yes, old toothbrushes, trashes, random loose hair ties on the floor. But you might think you don't have enough. How do you know if you have enough? Just go ahead and give yourself permission to throw them to junk mail, trashy school newsletter, old meeting and appointment sheets, broken pens, random screws you don't know where they go, mismatched Tupperware, lonely lids, worn pans, cracked cups, trash it, it's garbage, okay? Your brain don't need to be processing these things. And you don't need to waste your precious time cleaning around them or picking them up, cleaning, they end up back down and you pick them up again. Just put them in the trash bag. Too many things, doing too much, too little time, trash it. You're going to have to do it anyway. So instead of picking up each thing at some point in the distant future, get it all now. It would be nice, right, if someone came and did it for us. But no one will, right? So what are you waiting for? Just trash it now. Who can save you? You can. The goal is to have less. Do less. Spend less time doing it. At this stage, you don't need to attempt to declutter entire areas. If you've listened to a few episodes of my podcast, you know I'm a huge proponent for not getting roped into tasks you think you should be doing, when they can be overwhelming and exhausting, both physically and mentally. Decluttering, Lord knows how much I love it, and the benefits we've gained from it in a highly simplified home, but in some seasons it's just too much to comprehend to even get started. Instead, your aim should be to, I'll say it again, get rid of the trash. Come back, replay this podcast, and just have this going in your ear. Get rid of the trash, get rid of the trash. I hope you've got your trash bag and working through your house right now. And if it's not trash day, come back and listen, and let's do this together every week on trash day. And if your bin gets full, don't worry, it'll be emptied again tomorrow, okay? I want you to apply this technique to each of the rooms in your house: bathroom, fridge, pantry, bedrooms, kitchen, hallway. In the bedroom, go ahead and throw away old worn-out socks with holes, ripped bed sheets, or outdated magazines on your bedside table. Maybe old throat lozenges or chewing gum, that book you didn't like and you know you'll actually never finish. It's okay. It's okay. Today, in the kids' bedrooms, it could be broken toys. Do I need to mention McDonald's toys or little figurines from 5 years ago they don't play with? Outgrown clothes or used up art supplies? Now, for the clothes, I've learned the hard way as a mom to all boys, is always the goal to pass things on. But most of the time, unless it's one super special item, by the time the next kid gets to that age, they would have either received more clothes. Mostly though, you've ended up buying something cute you spotted, getting groceries because you forgot about the item you boxed up a few years ago. Remember, it's fine to have these things. We all do. Everything that we own ended up there because of a habit. Every single item that you picked up has found its temporary home in that specific place that you've now put it in front of you because of habits within your household. Okay, you need to retrain yourself today. If you are filling up this bag and you can feel that all of this is trash, I want to talk to you in the future more about one-touch rules and habits to actually not have all this trash around you in the first place, which is going to simplify your whole life. But for now, just see the trash, put it in the bag, okay? This can be your new habit within your household. You have a trash day, hopefully every week, where you can practice this, or at least space a new bin after this trash day to kind of do it again. And it doesn't have to be like an everyday thing, but a weekly thing. And it's such an easy step to do. You'd be surprised at how this particular action of just identifying the trash first cuts out such a huge part of the standard decluttering process of finding what's trash, what to donate and what to keep, because you'll go through the items with a completely different mindset. You'll go through your home with a completely different mindset. If you are laser focused on only finding what is actually trash, what is actually broken, what is actually things that don't belong in this sense here, but in a bin, you will then kind of apply this so much easier to when you only have things left that's either going to be kept or donated after this process. So this is like an easy maintenance system, and it doesn't require so much brain power. It doesn't require you to like exhaust yourself. If you have like a pile of dishes that you just can't face, and you know that there are broken cups that just should have got thrown out, do that. If you have so many kids' tumblers, but they only use like two, throw the rest out. You know, do not make yourself face all the extra things that you know are just trash, because the reason why the others aren't being used is because they are old. They're worn, the straws are chewed up, the lids are slightly cracked. Throw them out. Okay, like I said, remember, it's fine to have these things already in your house. We all do. They ended up here because of habit. So this is your new habit, okay? Start identifying the trash in your home. Every single item that you picked up now has found its temporary home in the place because of the habits within your household. Make this your new household. Retrain yourself today, okay? You need to be your own superhero here. And yes, this is a little bit of tough love, but nobody else is going to do this for you. Just don't forget, they ended up, all these things, basically, they ended up where they are because of our habits. And we need to take charge, and we need to retrain our homemaking habits. And that doesn't have to be as daunting as it is, but homemaking is a lot to do with managing your home. And you can do that so much here with just your black trash bag. Okay, and once you've gone through this process, and once you do it again next week, your whole house can seem so much more manageable. You might have broken hangers, do those too, okay? For anyone who feels like this is such a waste, or they're struggling with this whole concept of sunk cost fallacy, where you're like, okay, well, I spent money on this and I know it's broken, but I kind of need to keep it. Don't let it get you, okay? You need to do this for yourself. If you are so overwhelmed and so exhausted, and even the thought of decluttering is just overbearing and too much, focus on the trash. Do yourself a favor. Your routine will thank yourself. When you've got rid of all of this and got it out of your house and it's gone, it's gone. And you can go back to actually enjoy, believe me or not, enjoy cleaning, okay? Because you don't have to deal with all the trash continuously and shuffle things around your house. But do you know what else our things are now? Once it's thrown into your bin today, the rest of our things are also manageable. So much more manageable than when your day started this morning. It's about simplifying your trash, your clutter, your routine by taking one simple step to tackle it all. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, why not try this one thing today and for your next trash day, okay? When I was in a season of hiding things away, okay, instead of getting it out the door, by the way, I still always took a trash bag with me. It can take a bit of time, but if you feel up for it, the quick wins of just filling one single trash bag can give so much relief and so much more mental bandwidth gained back, okay? You deserve that now more than ever. It's a bonus where things like paper clutter and actual trash I know you have doesn't even need to be hidden away. It just needs to be gone, okay? Remember, go ahead and toss your actual trash. When you stop listening today, I bet you could fill up a full bag in the next 30 minutes. Go ahead and do that. Do it for you. Do it as your little bit of self-care today. Put on that trash bag cape and go be your own hero. So here's a recap of your action plan for today. Number one, grab a garbage bag, a trash bag, preferably a black one. Number two, start with the easiest room, the one you know already have a receipt that needs tossing because you actually saw it this morning, or a broken hanger because you saw it last night, right? Pick up only items that are evidently trash. No cheating here. This is step number three. Only items that are evidently trash to you. Don't waste your brain power on anything else, okay? Number four, move to the next room only after you finished with the current one, okay? Number five, listen to your favorite podcast or music as you go along. You can do this. Number six, also toss anything broken into the bag. Okay, if it's broken, it's trash. Number seven, repeat the process for the next 30 minutes or until you feel better. Trust me on this one. Therapy, therapy. Number eight, remember to actually throw it into your garbage or wheelie bin. Okay, don't forget this. Don't store it away somewhere else. You've come this far. Go that extra 5% and just throw it in the bag and put your bin out, okay? Don't forget to put your bin out for your bin man. And once it's gone, it's gone. Do not second guess anything. Just enjoy your new space. Your clutter-free self will thank you, and so will your family. So to recap, friends, the trash day technique is such a simple and effective method to tackle clutter. Okay, especially in times of overwhelm. Instead of attempting to declutter entire areas, focus on getting rid of only the trash. Apply this technique to every room in your house. And remember, it's okay to have these things lying around. Maybe make it a habit to carry a trash bag with you and give yourself the satisfaction of filling it up. This process can bring us all much needed peace and is a step you definitely deserve to take. So put on that garbage bag cape, mama, and let's get to it. So if you enjoy this podcast, I hope you can take a moment today to support me by just heading into the Apple Podcast or wherever you listen to this and leave a 5-star review, and just a written review take 30 seconds of your time, and I will appreciate it so much. It will help me more than you ever know. It's your way to give back, and I can keep producing free content for you as I settle into the groove of this podcast. Make sure you follow along House to Homemaking, and I'll see you in the next episode.